Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the road of life, encountering Jesus on the road of this life so that we walk with him through eternal life. And each weekday morning, looking at a different aspect of the life that God wants us to live, how we live it here in order to prepare us for there. And this morning, we're going to focus in on a proclaimed life. Using your life to proclaim Jesus, but also proclaiming with your words and your life about the real life. Years ago, there used to, I believe it was probably a beer commercial. I can't even remember what they were advertising, but a series of things where a group of guys would be sitting around, sometimes around a campfire, doing this or that, and somebody said, it doesn't get any better than this. Well, as Christians, we proclaim a life that does get better than this, that is better than this. 1 John 1, verse 2 says, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. The eternal life is found in Jesus, the one that was with them, the one who had appeared to them, the one who had given them the task of sharing the good news of the kingdom of God is at hand. And we live life in a very messed up world. Oh, there are times and places where it doesn't seem that bad. In fact, those are the times and places where we sit back and we think, this is nice. I could get used to this. And then the alarm clock goes off on Monday morning, or the boss calls in the middle of the night and says there's an emergency, or the doctor's office calls and says we need to talk. Tragedy hits, accident, illness, injury. Life hits. And it wears us down. And we begin to believe that if this is all there is it worth it? And the enemy, sneaks in and brings confusion. It brings doubt, brings accusations. Accusations against us, but also accusations against God. See that from the very beginning. And we need reminded that we have seen life. And the life that comes from God has dwelt within us and continues to dwell within us, so that we would proclaim, keep going. The life is here. The life is coming. The life is full. We do that with truthful words. We do that with truthful actions. We learn the secrets of life that we've talked and prayed about already this week. The satisfied, simplistic, contented life Most people have an image of, in their mind, and sometimes it's represented by a person. And we say to ourselves, if I just had a life like they have. Now, unfortunately, most of the time then we think that or we say that, we don't fully understand the life that, quote, they have. We want the life that we see, not the life that they really have. And just as our life is rarely fully exposed to others, the ones that we desire are rarely fully exposed to us. We see the highlights. We see what's allowed to be seen. And in this proclaimed life, we move beyond the masks and the hiding of reality to proclaiming truth. Proclaiming faith, the substance of things not yet seen. The reality of what's to come. Paul could stand and proclaim life in Christ, even as he outlines the difficulties and hardships and persecutions, and yet proclaim that it's going to be better. And that better eternal life is coming. In fact, it's already begun. We many times think about the eternal life starting when we die, when we get to heaven, when Jesus returns. But we reach a greater fulfillment of it at that time. But the truth is, it's already begun in the life of every believer. That's why Jesus could say that in Christ, in Him, we live. Even though we die, we still live. And if we live in Him, we never die. Because that eternal life has already started. The body quits. But life continues. And that's the life we proclaim. A life in Christ that is full and complete. That never ends. That is sustained by God and sustained with God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to have life and to know life and to proclaim life. And God, sometimes our life itself proclaims the truth of who you are. Sometimes our words are necessary to explain the reason for the hope that lies within us. Our life has been seen. The evidence of something unique has been noticed. And people ask. People wonder. And do we proclaim life? A life began when we responded to the invitation of Jesus to come. A life fulfilled by His Spirit. By dying with Christ so that we are raised with Christ. By having our sins washed completely away. A life that's born. in Christ. It's lived in Christ. That never dies. God, as we proclaim life, life abundant, life to the full, life for us, life for all, may we continually lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.